All right, I have to show you all the moment that our commander-in-chief speaks at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and just loses all reality tests, meaning there are no walls around him to test reality anymore, and he's engaging in insane historical revisionism. He confused World War I and World War II. He doesn't even seem to know the difference between the Confederate States and the Union States. This man knows nothing about the history of anything, yet he goes on stage in front of our armed forces and tries to talk about the history of the military, which is absolutely absurd. And before we even jump into this clip, we'll jump into 1 second. Let me remind you that Trump has shown a repeated disdain for our armed forces, or just a lack of caring. On Memorial Day, for example, when President Biden wrote a post saying, "I love our troops, I respect our troops," Donald Trump said, "Happy Memorial Day to all, including the scum that spent the last 4 years trying to destroy our country through warped radical left minds." And then he makes an insanely schizophrenic, long all capital post. It's just, what are you doing here, bro? You're the president of the United States, and you can't even properly honor our armed forces. I won't even mention the quotes where he's called armed forces suckers or losers. I will mention the fact that they've cut 83,000 jobs from the VA, which has directly led to a decrease in quality for vulnerable veterans. All of that being said, let's start with this clip of Donald Trump talking about World War II, but accidentally calling it World War I and engaging in historical revisionism.
See, you know, a lot of people say, we don't want to do that. I say, yeah, we do. We want to show off a little bit. You know, recently, other countries celebrated the victory of World War I. France was celebrating, really. They were all celebrating. The only one that doesn't celebrate is the USA, and we're the ones that won the war. Without us, you'd all be speaking German right now.
Those are some muted yells from the crowd. I think they're wondering, well, does he not know what's going on here? Does he not know the difference between World War I or World War II? I'm going to keep playing this in 1 second, but let's break down this claim. First of all,
maybe a little Japanese thrown in, but we won the war. And we don't celebrate, but we're going to celebrate on Saturday, and we're going to celebrate from now on. We're going to celebrate our greatness and our achievements.
Okay, a few things. It might be a little bit more important to European countries that the continent of Europe wasn't dominated or taken over by Nazis. It might be a little bit more crucial to them than the United States. But also, the historical realities don't line up with at all what Trump's saying. But also, the historical realities don't line up whatsoever. He miscites World War I when I believe he's talking about World War II, but in World War II, while the United States was a key member of the Allied coalition, the Soviet Union bore the brunt of the actual fighting if you look at any of the numbers. They inflicted 70% of the German military casualties. They estimated 25 million deaths. 25 million Soviet soldiers died. And America's Lend-Lease support was vital to the Soviet war effort because we were able to give them we were able to give them equipment, but that argument means this was a collective achievement, not the work of any one nation. One nation didn't pull 90% of the weight. I would argue that, you know, countries in Europe were pulling more weight than the United States, but we did help them out with equipment. So Trump's confusion between the two world wars is not just a rhetorical slip. It's a distortion of history that follows a repeated pattern of Trump falling down the stairs, knowing nothing about history, knowing nothing about Russia and Ukraine, like knowing an offensively small amount about anything. Here's Trump talking about the names of these military bases.
I think it took him a little by surprise, but for a little breaking news, we are also going to be restoring the names to Fort Pickett, Fort Hood, Fort Gordon, Fort Rucker, Fort Polk, Fort A.P. Hill, and Fort Robert E. Lee.
You know, nothing is more American than naming a fort after Robert E. Lee.
Won a lot of battles out of those forts. It's no time to change.
No time to change the name of forts. When Trump announces this, he has no clue what the history of these forts are. This would reverse a recent congressional mandate to remove Confederate names from U.S. Army bases. This is a process that was completed in 2023, and the new names honor Medal of Honor recipients and trailblazing Army leaders rather than Confederate-linked names that undermine the progress we've made in this country. How can you claim to be pro-America, but just absolutely admire and want to restore the names of men who led a war against the United States? Not only that, their whole philosophy is the United States is not good enough. The United States, we don't want to exist anymore. We're going to start a new coalition, a new country. And the Confederacy's legacy is one of treason and division. So I guess, you know, Trump's legacy will follow. But just to back up, it is disgusting that, you know, newer Medal of Honor recipients are now having their names removed so Trump can go back to what it was like before with Confederate soldiers. What the hell? By the way, make sure you drop a like on this video. Make sure you subscribe below to help boost it. Let's watch this clip of Donald Trump talking about California and just lying about it.
Months ago, witnessing in California is a full-blown assault on peace, on public order, and a national sovereignty carried out by rioters bearing foreign flags and with the aim of continuing a foreign invasion of our country. We're not going to let that happen.
A foreign invasion of our country. Donald Trump then claims that anyone who burns a U.S. flag should receive 1 year in jail. I know the people in the crowd are smarter than to fall for this. That directly goes against our First Amendment right, our freedom of speech, freedom of expression. Banning the burning of the flag is a major escalation towards stripping away our rights to express ourselves. And honestly, if I were protesting, I don't think I would burn an American flag myself, personally, because I want the optics to look better. But that being said, we have the right to do that. We have the right to burn whatever flag we want.
Some of the cars that are going by, these are animals. But they proudly carry the flags of other countries. But they don't carry the American flag. They only burn it. Did you see a lot of the flags being burned? They weren't being burned by people from our country or from people that love our country. People that burn the American flag should go to jail for 1 year. That's what they should be doing. 1 year. And we'll see if we can get that done. We're going to try and get that done. We're working with some of your senators.
Someone needs to teach the President of the United States about the Constitution, mainly the First Amendment, and all the rest. Someone needs to teach the President of the United States about the history of the Confederacy in America. Someone really needs to teach the President of the United States about the history of Europe and certain wars. He doesn't even seem to know the names of the wars.
I know Senator Josh Hawley is very much involved, and I know the two senators from here. I think you guys, are you guys in favor of it? Boy, would this be a bad time for them to say no. I got you. I got those two votes. The agitating of the...
You know, right after this, he never misses an opportunity to shit on Biden.
He allowed these people to say, and by the way, I've known this guy for a long time. He was never the sharpest bulb. But you know what he was? He wasn't a radical left lunatic. He never dreamt about open borders. He never said that when he was of sound mind, which actually was a very long time ago.
So now their argument is that the real Biden didn't actually want any of this done, and they're trying to undermine, you know, everything that he signed by claiming this was an auto pen. The real Biden never actually wanted these things. This was his radical left team around him. So they always have a new post-hoc conspiracy theory. And I think the point is, the people in the crowd, anybody in this crowd who has finished high school will now know that Donald Trump is a complete and utter fool. People in this crowd's applause began to get more and more muted. I will say they do like Trump. I mean, the people at Fort Bragg were cheering. They liked Trump. But throughout it, I think they were getting more and more muted at the idea of our First Amendment being trampled, the idea of the Confederacy being amazing, even though we fought against them. You might as well put, like, Nazi Germany flags up if you're also going to put Confederacy flags up. I guess it's a little bit different, but not really, because it's enemies of the United States. And then someone should also teach Trump about, you know, the European history. It's all absolutely absurd that the President of the United States does not know this, and I'm going to leave it there. We've been building a network every single day to relentlessly push back against MAGA, and I just want to say thank you guys for being a part of it. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep ripping. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.